Big win for us, and, you know, we can only go up from here, so we're going to go in and, you know, prepare this week for whoever our opponent is and, you know, just hope we can continue to keep this going.
A win like this ease the pain of the ankle a little bit?
It definitely does, but then reality sets in a couple days, and I just do what I have to do to get it back ready for next week.
It's worth the pain today?
Definitely worth it. Everyone is worth it.
What does it say about a quarterback is out for almost 2 months and you know, hears that, hey, you know, there's going to be rust and everything like that, goes on the road with everything on the line and comes out on top?
You know, he's a competitor, man. He's a fighter. He's a winner. And whenever he's back there, he gets a chance to play. He's going to make big plays. Every play is not going to be perfect, but he's going to continue to command and do everything in his power, you know, to put us in a great position.
What do you guys think of either the Orleans or San Francisco? You have an opinion?
I don't have an opinion. We just got to come out and play the way we're supposed to play and get the W.
We played to stay together. You know, second half, we kind of went right up and down the field with drives, you know, they had some short fields, but ultimately, all that matters is the victory at the end.
I know you're not thinking about it yet, but San Francisco next week, any first thoughts on that?
You kind of said it for me. I'm not really thinking about that yet.
So when that fumble played, did anybody on the sideline have any idea that ball was live?
Which one?
The fumble where Rodgers got hit by Peppers.
No, I didn't really know what was going on. I thought it was incomplete, but thank goodness it wasn't.
I
can only speak for myself. We all just knew that that was a game, you know, with our timeout situation, and we kind of passed a 2-minute point. So we knew that, you know, it was either we get that or that was it.
I missed your first reaction. So much adversity this year in who you are when you're the third NFC North title.
You know, it's unbelievable. You know, it just shows the character, you know, from top down, from the organization, front office, until the players. I don't have much words right now.
What's it about for the two guys?
Well, everybody kind of made a check and kind of ran their play, and everybody just trusted that everybody was going to go along with the same thing. We have a lot of opportunities within a game, pass protection. If it's not perfect, call it the leap of faith. A lot of guys took the leap of faith, trusted the guy next to him, and it all worked out.
How quickly were you able to get your head up and see what happened as a result after your block?
Pretty quickly, because I was really nervous for Aaron's. So when you got a big guy like Julius Peppers bearing down, you know, you really want to do the best you can for 12 back there. And I got my head up quick, saw Aaron had gotten out, saw the ball just leave his hands, and just prayed that it would get down fast because Randall was wide open.
Cole said the ball was in the air forever, man. And even James was trailing. He was like, man, just catch the ball. Man. It seemed like it was in slow motion.
It really was. And I had even talked to Randall, you know, just how did you feel after it? He said it was in the air forever, and we were all thinking the same thing, just cradle that thing in and get into the end zone. So, terrific ending.
How about 1-8, getting him back in that huddle? These guys missed 10 games. If you get him back, get that extra juice, 2 touchdowns by him.
It was great. You know, he's a mismatch nightmare. He creates all kinds of opportunities for everybody on the field. Even if the ball doesn't go to him, he opens stuff up for the rest of us. So, it was great to have him and Aaron out there.
Talk about how this team
get the ball on the ground. Get the ball on the ground, I'll come up with the ball. And we done those every play that they came up with. I think Morgan and them knocked the ball down, then Sam came up with the game-winning play. So we did what we had to do. We practiced the situation every week, and it's something that you can't take for granted. You know, we've been burnt by these plays in the past couple of years. And we made a point of emphasis to make sure that we can't let those things happen to us. And guys played it exactly like we should, and we came out with the victory.
Well, the plays were you're making the stop on the run, and the linebacker, you know, takes the inside, or vice versa. Now that stopped the run. Then the one touchdown that Brandon Marshall gets on your left-hand side. Did you think he pushed off on you?
I mean, we knew what it was going to be. We know he's a big physical guy. You know, you see him throwing a back shoulder fade at all times. And I knew I had to battle with him on that. And he ended up actually throwing it over the top. Even though I knew he was going to be physical, yeah, I felt he pushed, but I've seen him, you know, do it quite a bit of time that haven't been called. But it is what it is, man. He's a good player.